Chicago's home for sports on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago. You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
Eberflus.
Eberflus.
A lack of lollygagging.
Hey, what's up? It's Black and Abdallah.
Hi.
We're on until 8 o'clock tonight, hanging out with you.
It's a quick one.
Quick show, fast show. Here we go. You ready to get into it, Abdallah?
Let's do it.
We got some important things to get to. First off, we have, do you have any zoo news, by the way?
I do have zoo news.
You have zoo news?
Well, hello, Mr. Lion. Here's the latest edition of the zoo news.
Oh, what do you have over there?
Chris, the zoo news is right up your alley because I know one of your dreams, one of your lifelong goals.
Own 100 dogs?
Is that if you ever, besides that, were to ever win the lottery.
Sure.
Or become a real estate mogul.
Yeah, I'm moving away.
Not only that, but you're going to buy a zoo.
I'm not going to buy a zoo.
You're going to buy a zoo.
I do not want to own a zoo.
You're going to buy a zoo.
That is not in the cards.
It is. Because when we used to live together, and we lived together for about five, six years, back when we were young and dumb and producing here, early in the early years, I would walk into the apartment, whether working or whatever, and 50% of the time, you'd be watching We Bought a Zoo.
I watched it a lot.
You watched it a lot.
It's a nice movie.
You watched it an unusual amount of times.
It's a nice film.
Well, Chris, in North Carolina, not one, but two zoos are for sale right now.
Okay.
Zootastic, dubbed the largest privately owned and operated zoo in the state, is for sale for $16 million, if that's too high for you. The Aloha Safari Park, renowned for its hands-on experiences, is offered for approximately $4.5 million. Now, you could move to North Carolina. You could own these zoos. You could do whatever you wanted to. You could golf. You could do all this. The Zootastic is 186 acres. It's $16 million, as I said. It includes property, business operations, inventory, and of course, the beloved animal residence. The Aloha Safari Park, a little bit smaller, obviously. It's only $4.5 million. Potential buyers must prove their ability to meet federal licensing standards for working with exotic animals. So maybe that one's out of the cards for you.
Well, I want to ask this first. These sound like smaller zoos.
One of them is.
And usually,
165 acres is pretty big.
The small zoos are shady. A lot of owners are like the guy with the cats. Remember during COVID, we had all
the
Tiger King stuff. Like, all of those zoos are usually poorly run. The animals are abused, and it's just not a situation I want to purchase into.
No, this one's cool. The Safari Park one, where it's hands-on safari encounters, climate-controlled setting featuring animals like monkeys, sloths, lemurs, kangaroos, and kinkajous. I don't know what a kinkajou is. It sounds like a Pokemon. What's a kinkajou?
Is it related to a kangaroo?
No, it looks like what are those things called?
It's cute. It's like a lemur almost.
Yeah, lemur. That's
big
right.
Eyes?
Big eyes.
A little
it kind of looks like
with
a lemur.
Big eyes?
Yeah, long tail. Yeah.
I've seen those in the alley.
A new world primate.
What is that?
That's an old world primate.
Well, in my anthropology class, I learned about new world primates and old world primates.
All right. Okay, good stuff, all Charlie. Right. Wait, so what'd you learn? What's the difference
new
between them?
New world primates are in the Western part of the world.
That makes sense.
And they're smaller.
That makes sense. Right. Yeah. Okay. That actually does make a lot of sense. All right. The 66 acres, the park recently added a 2-mile drive-through safari where guests can feed the animals and interact with them, Chris. So if you want to, if you're in the market.
I'm not in the market to buy a zoo.
Maybe you win some bets. Have you had a good football season? I understand that.
We do. And we usually have good football seasons here on the show.
Yes, we do. So I'll say that.
I don't think I made enough to purchase a zoo. How much did you say?
$16
million?
Well, one of them is $16 million. And I know that that's probably not in your price range right now, but $4.5 million I feel like could be.
Yeah, I'm sure a $4.5 million zoo is right in the wheelhouse. Yeah, I'm
Why
sure.
Not?
Yeah, okay. What world are you living in?
Well, that
you
Chris.
Know this show is just airing here, right? Like,
no, I mean,
like we're not on.
No, we're worldwide, bro.
TNT
you can take,
before
listen,
the national championship game.
You can take the ESPN
game.
Chicago app wherever you are in the world.
What do you think this
is? You can subscribe to our YouTube channel anywhere in
Who
the world.
What do you think I am, Mr. Beast?
Maybe.
Is this a
not with that attitude, you're not going to be?
For every minute you stay in this booth with me, you get $1,000?
If you buy this zoo.
What do you think this is?
When you buy this zoo,
yeah.
Will you change your name to not Mr. Beast, because that's taken. Will you
to
change
zoo
it
Beast?
To Captain Beast?
To Captain Beast?
Captain Beast. Chris, and that's what's new at the zoo.
That's what is new. At the zoo.
All right, a little zoo news to get things started. Bleck and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. We just want to make sure you're aware of this. Tomorrow, Wednesday, and Friday, we will have White Sox baseball here on ESPN 1000. We just heard Connor McKnight with the post-game show wrapping up as the Guardians beat the White Sox earlier tonight right here on ESPN 1000. On nights that our radio station carries White Sox baseball, you need to make sure that you subscribe to our YouTube page, youtube.com/BleckandAbdallah. Check it out. That page will have new content on any night that we don't have a show. So go to the page, Bleck and Abdallah. Subscribe to the channel. We have interviews up there with David Kaplan, with Cap. He was our first guest.
Yeah.
Brett Coleman from the Film Room on YouTube joined us last week. A lot of great stuff that's all up there. Our show After Hours. It's all posted right there. Bleck and Abdallah on YouTube. So tomorrow, Wednesday, Friday of this week, we will have fresh content for you all right there. All on YouTube.
Like, subscribe, tell a friend.
Yeah, make sure you check it out. Subscribe to the page. So tonight we have a show, a little short show. But tomorrow, Wednesday, Friday, we will not be on ESPN 1000 on the airwaves. So make sure you check out YouTube, subscribe to the channel at Bleck and Abdallah. We'll have more talking about the NCAA Men's National Championship game. That's coming up. We'll preview that next.
This is Chicago's home for sports on FM 100.3 HD2, the ESPN Chicago app, and ESPN 1000. This is Bleck and Abdallah on ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports. Follow Chicago's home for sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000. This is Bleck and Abdallah on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
The discourse behind the scenes. This is outrageous, Abdallah. We have Z back here. We have Charlie Bevins here. This is a crew. We're on the air until 8 o'clock tonight here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. We want to get to the game of the night brought to you by Canlin Sports. It's where we play. Tonight's game of the night, the national championship game on the men's side of the brackets. UConn and Purdue, 8:20 tonight. Two of the top two teams entering the tournament, and they meet for the championship tonight. Should be a classic for the men's national title.
Yeah, it should be a good one. I obviously wanted Alabama to be in this situation, but they ran into this team in UConn that seems otherworldly. You know, they're 36-3. They just seem like throughout this tournament, they have been, you know, they play a close game in the first half, and then it seems like in the second half, even they went on runs, even in the last 10 minutes of the Final Four game against Alabama, it was close, and then they just turned it on the last 10 minutes, and they ended up winning by 14. Like, they just don't stray away from what they normally do. They find a switch in the second half, and the adjustments that they make and Dan Hurley makes as their head coach, it just has led them to this historic run, and they've not only been winning games, they're blowing teams out. Like, there was to get to the Final Four,
yeah,
they went on a 30-0 run against Illinois. Then at the end of the Alabama game, they just completely shut them down defensively and went on a run to win that game by 14. I just feel like we're going to set them up for a game like that again tonight. Well, like, I think Purdue can keep it close because of Edie, but I think that UConn is just destined to win this.
You're right. The game against Illinois, for a moment, it was close in the first half, and then they go on that run into the second half, start in the first half into the second half. They blow that game open. They win by 20. They beat Alabama by 14 to get to the championship game. San Diego State, they beat by 30. I mean, UConn has just been the story of the tournament. They're the defending champs. Mm-hmm. It's all scripted right there. And Purdue losing last year in the first round to a 16 seed to battle through the tournament this year to get to this point, it's notable. Now, the Big Ten hasn't won the national title since Michigan State The Mateen Cleaves
team? 24 years, right?
It's been a long time for the Big Ten to win the national title. And Purdue's run has been impressive to this point, too. They beat Gonzaga in the Sweet 16 by 12. Tennessee. North Carolina State game didn't really feel like the Wolfpack ever got close.
No.
Purdue had control of that game throughout. But this is the game, and this is the matchup that we're looking for. You know, you and I always are on the side of the darlings and the Cinderellas of the tournament are fun for the first two weekends. But really, you want to see the best teams advance to the Final Four, and you want to see the best teams get to the championship game. So yeah. That's what we have here is the two best teams. If you look at KenPom today, they are the two best teams in college basketball, and they're meeting for this opportunity this evening.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a classic, you know, game. I think we're going to end up having a very good game between, you know, between Zach Edey and Klingon. This is what everybody wanted to see. Everybody wanted to see the two big guys go against each other in this game. I think it's going to be a great game, and you're right. This is kind of like what you want in a tournament. You want the Cinderella stories. You want, you know, these teams to get far and have a Cinderella in the Final Four like you had NC State, who had to have, like, a crazy run to even get to this point in the tournament. And then you ultimately want the two best teams in the tournament to face against each other because you want a good game in the national championship game. And I think that's we're setting it up to get one tonight.
So the national championship game, UConn-Purdue, 8:20 tonight. That is our game of the night, and it's brought to you by Camlin Sports. Camlin, it's where we play. A couple other items with college basketball. I thought the national championship game on the women's side yesterday was a lot of fun to watch. A lot of people tuned into it, and congratulations to South Carolina, to Dawn Staley, winning her third national title as coach of the Gamecocks. And the fact that they really had waves and too much talent and too much size for Iowa yesterday. It was a really good game, but it third quarter, South Carolina blew it open. The freshmen come in. They're making buckets, and they were unfazed at the stage that was in front of them yesterday.
What Dawn Staley's done the last 3 years, going 109-3, only losing three games, completing the undefeated season this year. It's just been a great showcase for women's basketball all year between South Carolina, between UConn, obviously Iowa and Caitlin Clark. Like, this has just been the stars in the women's tournament have shined, and you got the same thing that you got in that we hope for tonight. You have the two best teams playing against each other in South Carolina and in Iowa. The big star in Caitlin Clark against the big star is Dawn Staley, but the machine that is South Carolina, what they've been the last 3 years, and you put those two together, and you got a great game yesterday that 18.7 million people watched. That's the most watched basketball game in the last 5 years. Just basketball. NBA, college, regardless of men's or women's, the most watched game in the last 5 years. That's crazy.
Storylines and star sell, right? You have the star in Caitlin Clark getting to the championship game, trying to win it in her final game in college basketball against a team that was 37-0. Yeah. You know, like that's what makes this an event that everyone wanted to see. A lot of eyeballs, and it was fun, and the game was competitive, and I think this entire tournament for the women's side has been led with stars. Mm-hmm. I think that's an item that the men's side really struggled with this year in college basketball. The stars weren't as well-known as we are used to on the men's side, and so the storylines were there. We knew that Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark had a back and forth last year. We know that Iowa lost it. We knew that there was a revenge aspect. We know that South Carolina lost last year. Like, all of those pieces, you mix in the UConn angle and then also the salty UConn former players who are calling games on ESPN as well, who just can't stand Caitlin Clark, I guess, is what I'm gathering. I don't know. I was watching the normal game broadcast. I wasn't watching Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi crap on Caitlin Clark for 3 hours.
Yeah.
But I just enjoyed the moment, and I thought the spectacle was great, and I thought the competition was outstanding. And once again, the women's tournament delivered. Hopefully the men's tournament delivers tonight, but I enjoyed what I saw, and you're right, 18.7 million people. That's really cool to see. One other note. In college basketball, as we're kind of discussing everything that's taking place from the weekend, I was stunned to see that Calipari is leaving Kentucky to go to Arkansas. And the chain reaction that that is causing, the ripples that's causing around college basketball, because John Calipari is going to leave his lifetime contract with the Wildcats to go coach at Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Arkansas is not a better basketball school. Now, I'm not following this as closely as maybe Shane Norling and Tyler Aki are, who cover college basketball for our radio station with Basketball U. But that, to me, is I don't understand the demotion to Arkansas. That's not a better basketball school than Kentucky.
So I've been reading up a lot about this because I'm worried I'm worried that Nate Oates is going to leave Alabama. So this has been brewing for a while. Both sides want it out. Like, the stories are coming out now that Calipari was miserable, but if you go back to his quotes during the NCAA tournament about how he's been thinking about next year earlier and earlier, and how he doesn't like, you know, that he has to rethink how he's going to build a team and all that kind of stuff. He's been thinking about this move for a long time, and both sides have wanted out of this year. And he's friends with the booster, Tyson, the Tyson Chicken guy.
Tyson Chicken guy?
Yeah, the Tyson Chicken guy is the big booster at that he's friends with at Arkansas.
I know, but if you just say Tyson Chicken Guy, I'm asking who's Tyson Chicken Guy?
Well, I don't know his first name.
Tyson could be his first name. It's not
his last name is Tyson.
You didn't say the guy who runs the Tyson Chicken Corporation.
He's the heir to the Tyson throne.
Yeah, the heir to the Tyson. He's the Tyson Chicken Guy, whatever. He's got a lot of money from Tyson. He's got a lot of chicken money.
He's got chicken money,
okay? They're great friends. They golf, they do all that kind of stuff. And they, for some reason, have a bigger NIL pool than Kentucky does, which doesn't make any sense at all. It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
That Arkansas has a bigger NIL pool than Kentucky does. So he's going to go to Arkansas. He's going to have this huge NIL pool bigger than Kentucky. And now Kentucky is maybe, you know, looking at Dan Hurley from UConn. I don't know why he would leave UConn to go to Kentucky.
Well, money, right? Like, Calipari leave Kentucky to go to Arkansas? It's all about money.
And one of the other rumored names that, you know, they were talking about on ESPN, that Pete Thamel was talking about on ESPN before we started the show, as they're in their pregame show for the national championship game, is Bulls head coach Billy Donovan. He coached at Kentucky. Could he leave the NBA and go back to college basketball and coach Kentucky? There's a few. Scott Drew's name is out there. Nate Oates' name is out there. So there's a few names out there to replace him. But this is kind of something that, if you read too, some of the tweets from reporters that were covering the Final Four, this was a rumor going around the Final Four for the last few days. And no one would kind of come out and squash it. Like, normally you're like, no, there's no truth to that rumor, blah, blah, blah. No one would come out and say, that's not what I'm hearing. Everybody was saying the same thing. Yeah, Cal wants out, and the rumor is that he's going to go to Arkansas.
So Pete Thamel on ESPN television, there's a full pregame show for the national championship game going on right now on ESPN television with College Game Day. Thamel says a deal between John Calipari and Arkansas is in the final stages before completion. The formal announcement is expected on Tuesday, as we reported earlier tonight. He then, as Abdallah said, went on in that report to list off a couple different names: Nate Oates, Scott Drew, mm-hmm. And then also he said could target Billy Donovan if the other names don't come through. So Kentucky could look to Billy Donovan, and the Bulls right now are sitting in a situation where they're ninth in the conference. They are locked in for a play-in game that will take place next week. They're 37-41. They will likely, they're going to play the Hawks in that play-in game to try and make the playoffs. The Bulls have a game tomorrow night at home against the Knicks. They also play the Knicks for the final game of the season on Sunday. They play the Knicks three times in a week, essentially, to finish up the season. But the Bulls have not accomplished what they were expected to. And then also, I could see, like, here's what I'm confused at. Billy Donovan, if you're not happy with the situation with the Bulls because management is not giving you the players that you can win with, I understand that logic. I do not understand being unhappy with that and then saying, well, I want to jump back into college basketball, because the NBA lifestyle is completely different than being a coach in college basketball. Not only is it a grind of having to deal with less mature individuals, mm-hmm. they're younger, right? You're talking about 17, 18, 19, 20-year-old guys.
Yeah.
They're less mature than guys who are in their late 20s, early 30s, pros who have done this. The other aspect of it with NIL, college football, college basketball, today's modern transfer portal world, is that you recruit to get guys onto your campus, and then it is a constant recruitment to keep them on your team once they're already on your campus. And I don't know if an NBA head coach would want to go deal with that every single day when you're already an NBA head coach and you're not necessarily on the hot seat to be fired. Does that make sense? It's a lot more work. It's a totally different thing than coaching an NBA team.
It does. However, we all know coaches and the desire to win. He's not winning anything here. He's never going to win anything here. The Bulls are never going to win anything with Billy Donovan. And that is not a shot against Billy Donovan. I think Billy Donovan is a fine NBA coach. There are worse coaches out there. But he's not being given the resources to go out and compete. This is a team that refuses to spend money on players. They refuse to trade away assets and try to rebuild when you could have last year and you could have this year. This is a team that is just fine getting into the play-in tournament or getting into the playoffs and having that first-round exit. That's what they're fine with. That's what they're comfortable with. And that's what they've shown you the last few years, at least as long as Billy Donovan and everybody else has been here. So if he has a desire to compete and a desire to keep winning, I could see him going back and going to Kentucky and going back to college. It's a lot more work.
It's a different lifestyle than the NBA.
But if you're given the resources to compete and to win, I could see him going back.
I'm sure a lot of guys could relate to this. You're out there on the dating scene. You're younger. Maybe you go out with a girl. You start dating a girl who's a little bit above your league.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like you're playing up.
Oh, yeah.
It's a constant battle, man.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, think about it. Every day, you got to keep her attention. You got to keep her interested.
You got to go on.
It's
you got to do
ending.
All these Instagram dates.
You can never
do
relax.
All this stuff, man.
You can never just focus on the relationship. You have to be out there on the forefront, keeping her attention locked and loaded.
No, man.
That's a lot to handle.
It's
that's what coaching in college is that you recruit these players, and then they get there, and they don't really want to be there anymore, so you have to continuously recruit them to stay. Dave in Crown Point, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Dave?
Yeah, just a quick comment. When I was in high school, I used to date ugly girls for that same reason.
There
so it worked out really good for me.
Congrats, Dave, on the ugly.
No, just kidding. Hey, but you're talking about chicken feed money.
Yeah,
you know it'd be chicken feed money, not chicken money, but chicken feed money. And Jerry Jones has probably the biggest part of the Arkansas money. And that's probably a big reason is Jerry Jones got more money than anybody.
No, Jerry Jones definitely contributes a ton of money, but Calipari is friends with the Chicken Man. Like, they're friends.
With Chicken Man?
I don't know if he's friends with Jerry Jones, but he is friends with the Chicken Man.
Well, but Jerry Jones would do anything for that university to get an NCAA championship.
Of course.
For sure. Thanks for the call, Dave.
Good
appreciate
show, guys.
It.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, man. Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000. We have the song of the night coming up next.
Black and Abdallah on ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Black and Abdallah on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago. If you miss something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app.
Thank you to Charlie Bevins and Kevin Zipak for producing tonight's show. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, Black and Abdallah. That's where we will have shows tomorrow, Wednesday, and Friday. We will have White Sox baseball here on ESPN 1000. So tomorrow night, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, we will have shows on our YouTube channel at Black and Abdallah. Subscribe! Time for the song of the night.
I wanna rock!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an explorer.
We're going to hate this.
Crank the volume because it's time for Black and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
Tonight's song.
It's him. Hey, you talked to Mark later.
Oh.
I haven't really talked to him, but he looks pretty down.
Sure. We're going to win. Steal My Sunshine.
Well, maybe we should check
1999.
Up. What do you suppose we should do?
Yeah.
Does he like butter?
Just something
like
that.
I was lying on the grass of Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat. My mind was thought dull, lacy, but
fun. So I missed a million miles of fun.
Listening to Steal My Sunshine by Len.
Well, Abdallah, the reason we selected this song tonight is because the sunshine was stolen from many who were just so amped for the total solar eclipse earlier today.
We could have gone with Black Hole Sun.
People were just so into it.
We could have gone with Eclipse by Pink Floyd. We could have gone with Blinded by the Light. All suggestions in the Twitch chat, yeah, but no. Len!
We went with this song.
Steal My Sunshine.
This song is good, by the way.
CPAC, what are you doing?
This song sucks.
It's terrible, and it will be stuck in your head all day tomorrow.
L-A-T-E-R that week.
This person a former smoker?
Charlie, have you never heard this song before?
No.
Actually, the people singing are brother and sister, and at the time of the writing of the song, they were not on good terms and not speaking to each other.
Oh, little,
thank you, Wikipedia.
A little piece of information there.
And
how about
really
that?
Really handsy in the music video.
Yeah, for brother and sister?
Well, that's weird.
Yeah. Yes.
That's strange.
Way too handsy. This song's about going to a music festival in the summer and taking a lot of drugs.
Tip of the cap and salute to all those who celebrated the eclipse today. You had your day.
Good job. See you in 21 years.
Glad you saw what you wanted to see.
Now, there will be other eclipses, but this is the last
I know.
Time. The next time there'll be a total eclipse is 21 years from now.
Sure. Still don't feel like I missed out on anything being in the studio while it happened. I think we're good.
Yeah, I saw the pictures.
Do you feel like you missed out?
Nope. Not at all.
Len!
Oh, no!
Oh, no! Steal My Sunshine from 1999. It's your song of the night.
Oh, no! Robert, heard again!
Thought they're out of town.
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind. Crank the volume, because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
Talk to you tomorrow on YouTube. Subscribe.
This is Bleck and Abdallah on ESPN Chicago. Chicago's home for sports.
A lack of lollygagging.